Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for June 2013. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, June 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in June 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that the number of Chapter 11 mega filings jumped fourfold to 8 for the month of June 2013. Two of those mega filings involved companies with more than $1 billion in assets. In comparison, there were only two Chapter 11 bankruptcy mega cases in May and five mega filings in April. During the first 6 months of 2013, there were 31 mega bankruptcy cases filed, including seven that involved more than $1 billion in assets. For fiscal year 2012, there were a total of 12 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets, five of which were filed in May 2012. There were a total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million in 2012, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing in June was by Exide Technologies, Inc. This is Exide's second bankruptcy trip, having filed in 2002 and emerged from those proceedings in 2004. Exide returned to Chapter 11 bankruptcy on June 10, 2013, by filing a voluntary petition with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. The debtor disclosed $1.89 billion in assets and $1.14 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2013. Exide filed for Chapter 11 to facilitate a financial and operational restructuring necessary to strengthen its balance sheet and its business to position the company for future success. Only Exide's U.S. operations are included in the filing. The company plans to continue to operate globally without interruption during the reorganization. Headquartered in Princeton, New Jersey, Exide manufactures and distributes lead-acid batteries and other related electrical energy storage products. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was by TMT USA Ship Management LLC and its affiliates, which disclosed $1.52 billion in assets and $1.46 billion in liabilities on a consolidated basis. TMT Group owns 17 vessels, which range in size from approximately 27,000 deadweight tons, or DWT, to approximately 320,000 DWT. TMT USA and 22 affiliates, including C. Ladybug Corporation, sought Chapter 11 protection on June 20, 2013, with a bankruptcy court for the Southern District of Texas, after lenders seized seven vessels. TMT already filed a lawsuit in U.S. bankruptcy court aimed at forcing creditors to release the vessels so they can return to generating income. The third largest Chapter 11 filing in June was by Orchard Supply Hardware Stores Corporation and affiliates, which sought Chapter 11 protection on June 16, 2013, with a bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware, before Judge Christopher S. Sanchi. Orchard Supply and its affiliates disclosed total assets of $441 million and total debts of $480 million. Orchard Supply filed for Chapter 11 to facilitate a restructuring of its balance sheet and a sale of its assets for $205 million in cash to Lowe's Companies, Inc. That transaction is subject to higher and better offers. In addition to the $205 million cash, Lowe's has agreed to assume payables owed to nearly all of Orchard's supplier partners. San Jose, California-based Orchard Supply operates neighborhood hardware and garden stores focused on paint, repair, and the backyard. It was spun off from Sears Holding Corp. in 2012. The next largest Chapter 11 filing was by Vale Lake Rancho California, LLC, which listed consolidated assets as of May 31, 2013, of roughly $291 million and liabilities total $52.8 million. Vale Lake and its affiliates own the California campground Vale Lake Resort. The property is a large reservoir in western Riverside County, California, located on Temecula Creek in the San Margarita River watershed. approximately 15 miles east of Temecula, California. Properties cover approximately 9,000 acres and have an estimated water storage capacity of approximately 51,000 acre-feet. On June 5, 2013, Vail Lake sent five related entities, Vail Lake USA LLC, or VLU, Vail Lake Village and Resort LLC, or VLRC, Vail Lake Groves LLC, Agua Tibia Ranch LLC, and Outdoor Recreational Management LLC, to Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In addition, OnCure Holdings, Inc., which provides management services and facilities to oncology physician groups throughout the country, filed for Chapter 11 in June with total assets of $179.3 million and total debts of $250.4 million. OnCure Holdings and its affiliates filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy petitions on June 14, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. OnCure has signed a deal to sell the business to Radiation Therapy Services Holdings, Inc. for $125 million, absent higher and better offers. RTS's offer comprises $42.5 million in cash, plus covering certain expenses and subject to certain working capital adjustments, and up to $82.5 million in assumed debt. OnCure's secured noteholders are supporting the RTS deal. Promptly before the bankruptcy filing, OnCure entered into a restructuring support agreement with the members of an ad hoc committee of its secured notes, constituting 100% of the lenders under the first lien term loan credit agreement and approximately 73% of the secured notes, pursuant to which they have agreed to support a standalone restructuring of the debtors, subject to an auction process for a sale of substantially all of the debtors' assets or the equity of reorganized OnCure pursuant to a Chapter 11 plan. In addition, three companies filed for Chapter 11 protection, listing assets of between $100 million to $500 million. These are IGPS Company, Triad Guarantee, Inc., and National Envelope. IGPS Company filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition on June 4, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware to sell its assets to a group led by Balmoral Funds, LLC, absent higher and better offers. IGPS Company is the first and only plastic pallet pooling rental and leasing company in the U.S. It offers plastic pallets and embedded radio frequency identification, or RFID tags. Founded in 2006, the company is headquartered in Orlando, Florida, and has a sales and innovation center in Bentonville, Arkansas. Triad Guarantee filed a Chapter 11 petition on June 3rd with a bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware. The company estimated assets of at least $100 million and liabilities of less than $50,000. Winston-Salem, North Carolina-based Triad Guarantee is a holding company that historically provided private mortgage insurance coverage in the United States through its wholly owned subsidiary, Triad Guarantee Insurance Corporation. TGIC is a nationwide mortgage insurer pursuing a runoff of its existing in-force book of business. Triad Guarantee said in court filings that it has no significant operating activities and has limited remaining cash and other assets on hand. It has been exploring various strategic alternatives and will continue to do so from and after the petition date. It continues to burn cash, with expenses ranging from $100,000 to $500,000 per quarter. Unless the expenses are reduced, the company expects to deplete all of its remaining cash by the end of 2013 or earlier. National Envelope is the largest privately held manufacturer of envelopes in North America. Headquartered in Frisco, Texas, National Envelope has 8 plants and 15% of the envelope market. NE Opco, Inc., doing business as National Envelope, along with affiliate NEV Credit Holdings, Inc., filed petitions seeking relief under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code on June 10, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. None of the two mega filings in June involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing. During the first half of 2013, 12 of the 31 mega filings involved a prepackaged Chapter 11, or 39% of the Chapter 11 mega filings. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large chapter filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks pre-arranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about 1 in every 3 filings in 2010. For the month of June, 2 mega filings were engaged in manufacturing, while the rest were spread through different industries. During the half of 2013, 10 of the mega filings belong to the information industry, 6 are involved in manufacturing, and 4 are involved in healthcare. The Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware got the lion's share of mega filings in June, with 6 of the 8 mega filings. For the first half of 2013, the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware was the most favored venue with 20 of the 31 mega filings, while the next closest, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, had only 4 mega filings. In 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, wresting away the lead from the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 19 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first half of 2013, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by Dex One Corp., which filed for Chapter 11, listing total assets of $2.84 billion and total liabilities of $2.79 billion. For the first 5 months of 2013, Young, Conaway, Stargate, and Taylor LLP represented 5 of the 23 mega filings, either as counsel or co-counsel. The law firm represented the school specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, Otelco, Rotech Healthcare, and their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.